Intervju Radija Študent. Adorable you, I was born to be with you. Adorable you, you're the talk of the town.
Lepo pozdravljeni poslušalci Radija Študent. Kot ste danes že slišali nekajkrat, morda prebrali na internetu ali pa ugotovili iz tega uvodnega komada Adorable You, ki ste ga slišali, sedaj v studiju gostimo kraljico jamajškega skaja Doreen Sheffer, ki bo danes nastopila v Gala Hali skupaj z Moon Invadersi in gospa Doreen se nam je ravno kar pridružila v studiju. Hello, Mrs. Sheffer. It's very nice to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
We were waiting for you.
And I want to wish you and your staff a very happy new year.
The same. We wish you all the best in next year also.
Thank you.
In this year.
Yeah.
And also next ones. So we heard as a first song in the, today we heard Adorable You.
Yes.
Because I read somewhere this was first song you wrote?
That's my very first recording, and I wrote it myself, you know.
Yeah.
I was a lot interested in Dinah Washington.
Mm-hmm.
I would say she was my mentor, like. So I listened, you know, she was one of them. But, mm-hmm. you know, I got my ideas through her song.
Yes.
What a Difference a Day Make. So I... My intention was to write my own mm-hmm. songs if I could, so I made the attempt and it came out nicely. So, and I went to the studio with it and I sang it to Coxon. He mm-hmm. said, who wrote this? I said, I wrote it. And he said, you wrote it? I said, yes, I just used a melody of Dinah Washington's song
yeah.
and I created my own lyrics around it. I said, that's good. So it was accepted and I felt good, you know, to know that was a good attempt and a good start.
And that was the time where when he accepted you into Scatolites or when you connected with them?
We were, I went there for that audition
mm-hmm.
and while in the studio I was introduced to Lightning the original drummer of the Scatterlights.
Yeah.
And it started from there.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but the band was not formed at that time, but they had every intention.
That was in the beginning of 60s?
64, yeah. So they had every intention to form a band, and then they introduced me to Jackie Opel because they wanted me to do some duets with Jackie Opel.
Yeah.
So Coxon said, yes, the two of you would blend good. So that was it.
That was it.
Yes.
So tell me, where did you learn to sing like that?
Well, I'll be honest with you. At school, I would take parts in concerts, kids in a school, in a classroom. But some were reluctant,
Yeah.
But I was never afraid to face the audience. So I guess I kept doing it more and more. I keep on doing it.
Because we know that mostly Jamaican boys learned to play in Alpha Boys School.
Yes.
But girls,
there was no
no such school for girls.
No. And it was necessary because I was with my parents.
Yes.
My mother, who I grew up with, and she brought me up, and however humble she was and poor, she tried to make. I have two brothers and myself, and she tried to make us satisfied in whatever way she could. So, but it was really rough in the music for females.
Yes.
At that time, because you are in a male dominant society.
Yes. So, how did the guys accept you then in Scatterlight? So it was all male.
You. Well, I won't tell you, up until now I'm protected.
Yeah.
I am so, it was very nice. Everybody tried to protect you and, look out for you.
Yes.
And
how old were you
going
when you
before
started?
Well, I was still going to school.
Primary school?
No, I was still in yeah.
Yeah. Very young then.
Yes.
So, but and the Scatterlights had more singers, like several singers.
No, they had Tanimo, who did Calypso.
Yeah.
And then we had Tony Da Costa, who did ballads. I did ballads with him, and then Jackie Opel and myself, who did the ska.
So that
was a complete. And then there were like eight musicians.
Eight musicians and four singers.
Yes.
A lot of people.
A big band at that time because you had even percussionists and, people played that part, so.
And how did the other girls in Jamaica look at you? Did they look up to you like you were their role model?
No, well, I want to say this, that everybody, none of us thought we would come this far with it. You see people in the studio, everybody just is interested to hear, to know that their name is on a record, and you can sit down and listen to your voice on a record. So it wasn't nobody. You were just an individual, individually. Nobody thought about, behind a group or anything like that. It just happened.
Yes.
But these musicians are very, very good.
Yeah.
Coming out of Alpha, and they have a lot of experience. And so we took it from there, They played a lot of jazz, and they were just into music.
Yes.
Because they would leave one studio and go to another. Sometimes the drummer, he doesn't go home. He's from studio to studio. So that was just that's the entire job.
Yes.
So
did you write a lot of songs after Adorable You?
Well, I have quite a few originals, quite a few. Some on this
Someone
CD.
With Moon Invaders.
And I have other songs that I've written. As you go along, you may see them on a CD. The Scatterlights, there's a CD, it's not released. It's not out as yet. Bye Bye My Love, and other things that I've done on other CDs, and I've done records with friends like the Slackers. I've done recording with them.
Yes.
They invited me to Or They Will Come, I did that, and there's another song I gave them. It's an original, Come On Down, that's the original. Or They Will Come was a song that they asked me to, but Come On Down to the Party, you know, that was an original.
So, but seeing that you like Dinah Washington, did you ever think to record strictly like jazz record or?
No, not really. Like, no? I say, it was my first attempt, you know. Uh-huh. And that song, I just selected that song for what I wanted to do.
Yeah, yeah.
But I listened to her a lot. I listened to other singers because you had Nancy Wilson. And quite a few more. Ella Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
You know, so there were other people I'm impressed with.
Yes.
But to my idea was really created around that song.
So, yeah, so they call you Queen of Ska. No, King. Queen of Ska. What do you think about this title?
Well, I'm humbled for the respect.
Yeah, so, respect. Like, Queen of Ska, but is Ska your favorite Jamaican
Well, I came up in Ska. So, you know, that was where I started my musical career, so I recognized it, but that doesn't mean that I don't try out other things,
yeah,
like reggae or, you know, things like that.
Yes, yes.
So, but I have to say that ska was where I started my musical career, so I'll have to stand out with that.
So,
and I appreciate being called,
yeah,
the recognition.
I
appreciate.
Your real name is Monica Johnson.
Monica Johnson. Monica Schaefer, but I was married in the name Johnson.
Did you meet your husband at the concert?
No. We were like neighbors.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So that's a different thing for another program.
Yeah.
No musical, but he urged me on, you know, going to school. He urged me on. We used to just meet and talk. And he will just say, do it, you know. So when you have people behind you, you want to, you know.
So when Scatolites broke up in the 60s, what did you do in the meantime? Did you record with other artists?
I got an offer to go. Freeport, Grand Bahamas. I got a job there, and so I went, and I worked at a club called the Island House. I think it's now, presently it's a casino, I'm not sure. But I leave Jamaica after the Scatolites broke up, and that was where I worked for some time. And then I got back home, and then in the 70s I did Sugar Sugar. I think 76 or 77, around there, and that was a hit.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, I was having kids, so I wasn't on the circuit that.
Not so much in
not
the music.
Not so much, but
taking
I would
care
still,
for kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was still working, whenever I could. But the kids were first priority.
Yeah. That's why you didn't go back to Scatolites immediately when they made a reunion.
No, at the time. They all migrated.
To America?
Yes.
Yeah.
And my husband, he was at the same time working on our papers, the kids and myself. So I said, well, I would only just wait until I get through, and then whatever happening, I'll link up with them. When I got through and I got to America, Mrs. Dodd, Coxon's wife, she just died recently. She was the one who took me. They were playing in Central Park.
And you joined them?
And she took me there because I just got in a couple months after when they had the concert, because I got there in January. So the concert were in the summer. So she took me there, and that's how I got linked up with them.
And stayed with them.
Yes.
From then on.
And
So how did you meet Moon Invaders?
I did a festival with a band called the Stingers from Texas.
Yeah, I know them. Yeah.
And it was arranged that I should do a second time or a second year with mm-hmm. them. Mm-hmm. Well, I was not aware that the band broke up, but as he knew about it, mm-hmm. so he informed me that it's not the Stingers you're working with, but I went with the expectation of seeing the Stingers. He said, it's not the Stingers. It's a band out of Belgium, and they're very good musicians, and I know you'll enjoy it. So I said, okay, I'll give it a try.
And
that's it.
Yeah. So, and you worked also with Senior All-Stars before that?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
And you mentioned Soul Food.
Soul Food International.
International.
Now, I was with them recently this year mm-hmm. because some of the Moon Invaders had already planned their vacation. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't have the entire band. So,
yeah.
You know, that's how the changes came in.
Is it hard to work with so many different bands for you?
No.
The boys obey you?
Not so much that, but you know, they are very good musicians.
Yes.
All these people I've worked with, so I can just go in and...
Yeah, and how did the process of making a new album went? Because you live in New York and they live in Belgium?
Well, I'd have to come in advance mm-hmm. before shows, mm-hmm. We spend like 2 weeks working on rehab rehearsals and mm-hmm. working on this material in a studio there in Belgium.
Yes.
And that's how it came about.
So part of the songs are yours, you said? And
Some of the songs, yeah.
Yeah, we have a
yes.
CD here, so.
Yeah. Some of the... On that CD, It's Time for Change,
yeah.
That's one of my originals. But these, there are some covers, and there is originals here. So Groovin' is one of them, and
how did
thank you?
How did people accept this album?
Well, as far as I know...
You said you have 11 concerts on this tour.
On this tour. I sign a lot of...
A lot of CDs?
Yes.
Yeah.
They bring them to me and ask me to sign.
But
so I know it's going.
Yeah, back in America, uh-huh. do you have another support group that supports you? Or?
Well, I work with the Scatterlights there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do solo tours?
And
just with the Scatterlights. I've got a few offers, mm-hmm. but because I'm so in and out,
yes.
I can never arrange with a band because I don't want to say yes and then I gotta go.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yes.
But I've been invited to shows and it's been good.
Very busy.
Very busy.
So what are your plans for the future? Any new record? You have any new songs written?
Well, I'm doing some... Writing.
So where do you get your inspiration?
Maybe just driving along and something hit me.
Yeah.
And things that you go through,
yeah.
you express it in music, you know. But it's not totally that way.
Yeah.
But you know, you get ideas. You go every day. You get up. Maybe even sleeping and something comes to you. I keep a pen and paper and can write on something.
Like lyrics. What about the music? You write music on the lyrics?
No, I don't write music. I write lyrics.
Okay.
Yeah. I take it to musicians. I don't write music. So I take it to one of the musicians and express my idea.
And
then they'll know. All I have to do is sing a melody that I want.
And
they'll take it from there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
so tonight, first is Moon Invaders with their program. And after it's you with the Moon Invaders.
Yes.
So will you sing mostly songs from the new record or?
Yeah.
Mostly?
Yes. I do. We mix the program.
Mixed a little
something
bit of old,
something
and
new.
Something
yes,
new.
Yes, yes.
So.
We mix the program.
Oh, it's very nice to have you here. We have to stop.
Okay. Thanks a lot for having me again.
Yeah, and
all the best.
I'm really looking forward to see you tonight.
Okay.
Thank you again.
Thank you.
Tako, dragi poslušalci, Doreen Šefer je bila z mano. Upam, da se nam pridružite danes v Gala Hali nastopi skupaj z The Moon Invaders. Se vidimo torej čez par ur. Ne? Čau, s kabina pa sem se pogovarjala z njim. Pa pa.
Intervju Radija Študent.